This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Chris Witz with you for Morning Devotions. Is there anything wrong with having self-confidence? No, I think some people really struggle through life with a lack of self-confidence. But today I want to think about one man, one very important man in history in the Bible, who I think we could call the self-confident one, but one who had some problems. Now I'm talking about Simon Peter. Now what an exciting man, an exciting guy this fellow was, Simon Peter. Someone said it's better to be a follower who fails than one who fails to follow. And that really is very true because Peter was a follower of Jesus who failed at a critical time in his life. At the time when Jesus needed him, Peter failed up to those crucial hours leading up to the crucifixion of Jesus. Guess what I'm calling Peter, the self-confident one. Peter's name, as you read the Bible, if you read the Gospels, you see his name keeps popping up over and over again, and no disciple speaks so often as much as Peter did. He had a big heart, he was very brave, he was a man, but he also had a big mouth, and he got himself into trouble sometimes. So he was known as Simon Peter, the big fisherman, an outstanding figure in the Bible, larger than life. In fact, Mark says, as Jesus walked along the shore at Lake Galilee, he saw two fishermen, Simon and his brother Andrew, catching fish with a net. And Jesus said to them, "Come with me, and I will teach you to catch people." So here was the first reference to Simon Peter, the fisherman. And now, it was obvious to Jesus, of course, and we see that later on, that he was a leader of men. And I think that's why Jesus chose him, for those leadership abilities. We're not talking about someone who wasn't afraid to stand up and be counted. He had real qualities. He had real strength, he had real weakness, but he also loved Jesus. And there's something very, I think, lovable about Peter. He spent 3 years with Jesus. And I think for Peter, it was a tremendous adventure. In fact, we read, and we can read in John's Gospel, how Peter, and I guess the others too, some perhaps to a lesser extent, had burnt their bridges behind them. And we pick up at a conversation in John 6, verse 68. They were talking about where they would go. And Simon Peter, we see, said, "Lord, to whom else would we go? You have the words that give eternal life." So it seems to be, to me, that Peter had burnt his bridges behind him. There was no going back. And he was prepared to follow Jesus right to the end. He was tender-hearted. He was affectionate. But he was also a little bit self-seeking, because Matthew says that after Jesus had spoken to the rich young man, he was a man that had plenty, and Jesus was having this conversation. And after that, Peter spoke up, and what did he say? "Well, look, we have left everything and followed you. What will we have?" And you can read more about that in Matthew 19, verse 27, and the verses that follow it. So Peter, in that moment, was asking, "Well, hang on, that's okay. What have we got? What have we got to live on?" And I think that indicates a little bit of selfishness there. Of all the disciples, he was very perceptive about who Jesus was, and there was no doubt that he inspired others on their journey. Matthew says that when Jesus was asking who they believed him to be, some thought he was John the Baptist, others thought he was Elijah, and some else probably thought he was Jeremiah. And we read here in Matthew 16, verse 16, that Peter answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Now, what a remarkable statement. Peter, he put his colours up there. "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." And you can have a look also at John's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 69. So there's no doubt that Simon Peter was qualified to be called Peter, which means the rock. Now tomorrow, I want to just take it a little bit further, and as we journey through with Peter. "Well, Father God, we depend on you for our sustenance. We need our fill of the water of life, Lord, that you give us. We often, Lord, need to be carried, but we also need, Lord, to be offering words of encouragement to other people. May we make a difference in our world today. And this I pray in Jesus' name. Amen."
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.